Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Our topic for this edition of Witness Wednesday is witnessing in the workplace. We're going to start right off the bat by saying witnessing in the workplace has some unique challenges. In the first place, we may find that witnessing in the workplace is discouraged or even prohibited by company policy. This creates a unique challenge to Christians because we know that all authority comes from God, and that we want to be faithful to that. We don't want to oppose authority. God has put people over us in the workplace as gifts. So those who are in authority over us, we have to see as holding that authority from God. But then there's the conflict of, well, I'm here to share Christ. It's my call to share Christ. And those in authority over me are either prohibiting it or discouraging it. So you really need to find a balance there to say, okay, how can I be a faithful witness of Christ in my work setting when company policy says I can't do it? Well, the second thing that we need to take into consideration as we look at witnessing in the workplace is that witnessing to coworkers may strain our relationships with them. There may be coworkers who aren't at all open to hearing the gospel. How we go about witnessing to our coworkers can be the difference of continuing good working relationships with them or creating a lot of stress and strain in those relationships, and then makes it very difficult for us or for them to do their work. So we need to think about how does witnessing impact those relationships with our coworkers. And another reality of witnessing the workplace that comes up is that when we do witness in the workplace, we're opening ourselves up to retribution, especially if we have a supervisor who is not particularly open to Christianity, maybe even hostile towards people of faith, and we've been open about the faith, we've shared the faith, and they're looking at that as a threat or as an inconvenience or in some other way they're hostile towards those who would witness of Christ in the workplace, and they're looking for an opportunity to do something about it. And we're opening ourselves up to real retribution. And that's unfortunately a reality in our secular pluralistic society. And we have to consider that too. Thinking about those things, we might come to the conclusion, let's not witness in the workplace. It's just too risky. It's too difficult. It causes too many problems. It'd just be easier not to say a word about Jesus while I'm at work. Even though that may be tempting, that isn't the reason God has placed you where he's placed you in your work. He's put you where you are as a calling. He's called you to be his witness in that place. It's part of your vocation. God didn't accidentally drop you someplace. He prepared you for the occupation you have. He crafted you for that occupation so that you are in the very place he wants you to be as a worker to be his witness. As a worker in that workplace, you're reaching people outside the reach of people who don't work in that workplace. They're outside the reach of the pastor. They're outside the reach of the evangelism committee. The reality is God put you there to be his witness. So how do you go about witnessing in the workplace? How do you do this without stepping on those landmines, without creating problems for yourself, maybe even losing your job? Well, first and foremost, we want to work within the parameters that are in place. Honor those who are in authority over you. If they absolutely prohibit talking about matters of faith in the workplace, you have to honor that. That means you'll be limited in your ability to witness. But that doesn't mean you're not witnessing. So you witness in your actions. You witness in your work ethic. You witness in how you respond to drama or problems or stress. You live your life as an example of one who follows Christ. And you hope that that leads to opportunities to speak of Christ outside of the workplace. When you're an employee of a company that absolutely prohibits speaking of Christ, don't let that stop you from witnessing Christ by the way that you live. Scripture says that we should live our lives in such a manner that those who observe us will ask us about the hope that's in us. That's how we can go about witnessing in a workplace where speaking of Christ is prohibited. If speaking of matters of faith is permitted in your workplace, use that privilege wisely. Look for the opportunities that you have to speak of Christ and be an effective witness in word as well as in action. First, work within the parameters that are in place. Secondly, consider your relationships with your various coworkers. Think about the people that you have natural working relationships with, that you talk about different things, that you're open about your life outside of work. these are the people that you've connected with in such a way that sharing the gospel will just be a natural part of your conversation. You don't have to force it into conversation. You share what you know about Jesus, and you share it in a way that's applicable to the conversation or the circumstance that's already at hand. So if you have a coworker who's going through a problem and you've got the kind of relationship where you share those things with one another, you have an opportunity in that conversation to share the good news of Jesus, the hope that's within you, with this coworker who's struggling with stuff. You show that you understand, it's compassionate, it's caring, you're bringing Jesus to them in the context of an existing relationship. On the other hand, if you have coworkers with whom you don't have those kind of relationships, or maybe your relationship is strained, it's a difficult relationship, that may be an indication to you that it's not an appropriate time or setting for you to be a witness verbally with that person. Continue living out your life in Christ and wait for those opportunities that the Spirit develops where they will be open. You may be surprised. Some of the very people you work with that you think you'd never have the opportunity to share the gospel with, through over time and through circumstances, may come to you and ask you, and then you have the opportunity to share with them. Trust the Spirit on this. Let Him lead and you follow. So the third point in how do we witness in the workplace would be to remember that we're there to sow seeds and work the soil. We can't convert our coworkers. We can't make them believers in Jesus. If we're sowing seeds and working the soil, what we're really doing is planting those seeds of the gospel through encouraging words that are appropriate to the circumstances, and then nurturing that. And through ongoing encouragement, through good words of Jesus, we're working that soil and trusting that the Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruit that He desires. You're not in the workplace to convert people. You're not in the workplace to win souls or not your Bible. You're in the workplace to sow the Word of God and to nurture that Word of God through your ongoing relationships with your coworkers. Fourthly, I'd say wait for opportunities. We may be eager, may be excited about sharing the gospel, but we sometimes force the witnessing opportunity onto people rather than wait for that opportunity to develop. In the workplace, you typically are working with people that you're going to have an ongoing relationship with. While there's always an urgency to the gospel, there isn't necessarily an urgency to proclaim it to that person because you have a relationship that's going on over time. Now, we never know, of course, when our last day on this earth will be, so we don't want to procrastinate, but there's a difference between procrastinating and waiting in faith. Waiting in faith is looking for those opportunities that the Spirit creates for us to talk to people about Jesus in the context of our relationships with them. So coworkers, we usually have an ongoing relationship, so we have that wisdom behind waiting, patiently waiting for the Spirit to lead us, patiently waiting for Him to forge the opportunities for us to speak the gospel winsomely to our coworkers. So wait for opportunities. Don't procrastinate, but do wait for opportunities. Then a fifth and final point in terms of witnessing in the workplace is remember LASSIE. LASSIE is that acronym that's been talked about in previous segments of Witness Wednesday, and it stands for Listen, Ask, Seek, Share, Invite, Encourage. The starting point in witnessing the workplace is always listen. Listen to what our coworkers are talking about. Listen to what their concerns are. Listen so you understand what their worldviews are. Listen so you learn about their lives, what's important to them, what's on their hearts. Ask questions. Ask questions that help you get a better insight into where they're at spiritually, what they're longing for, what they're aspiring towards, what they're hoping for, what they're struggling with. Ask questions that keep the conversation going. Then seek out that opportunity that comes from being a good coworker, being a caring person, being willing to invest in a relationship, showing that you value them as a human being, not just a coworker, certainly not as a target of evangelism, but you really value them as a fellow human being. And when you seek out that opportunity, you have a point of connection. And then share. Share what you know. If you can't do it in the workplace because it's prohibited by company policy, you can do it outside of the workplace. Speak what you know to be true of Jesus Christ. And then invite them to come learn more about Jesus. Invite them to the events at your church. Invite them to things that will help them learn more about the gospel you're sharing. And of course, encourage that follow up and follow through. That's something that is natural in the context of a coworker relationship. somebody you're going to see every day, maybe somebody you spend even more time with than you do your own family members. You have many opportunities to encourage them. Keep sharing that good news of Jesus with them in ways that are meaningful, applicable, and relevant to their everyday life, and to share in that joy with them. So witnessing in the workplace has its challenges, but like many other challenges, it also comes with great reward. So if you can work within the parameters that are in place, consider the relationships you have with coworkers and leverage the relationships that are good and strong and healthy relationships for sharing the gospel. Sow seeds and work the soil. Be patient, wait for the opportunities, but without procrastinating. And remember, lastly, you may find that you come to enjoy being a witness in the workplace in your faithful response to being a witness where God has placed you in your occupation, where you can be an effective and joyful witness of Jesus. And I pray that you will be, and to the benefit of those with whom you work and to the glory of the one who has given you that good gift of work, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.